नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नाष्टभये शरदेषु नित्यं भगवन् सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी एते च सकलपुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवन् स्वयं इन्द्रियार्व्याकुलं लोकं मृग्यन्ते युगे युगे नाम संकीर्तनम यस्य सर्वत पाप नाशनम प्रणाम दुःख समस्तम नमामि हरिं परम। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम टेन कैंटो 18 चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर 27। सो दिस चैप्टर इज लॉर्ड बलराम स्लेज द डीमन प्रलंब। निरीक्षां तद्वापो अलं अंबरे चरत प्रदीप्तं द्रेक ब्रुंगुते ततोग्रां तंस्त्रकं त्वज्वलच चिकं कतका किरीतं कुंडलं द्विषद्भुतं हलदारं ईषत् अत्र सत् निरीक्ष तद्वापुरलम्बं भरे चरत् प्रदीप्तद्रिप्रोकुते तदोग्रतं स्त्रकम् ज्वलच्चिकं कतककिरीटकुण्डलं द्विषद्भुतं हलधर ईषदत्र सत् निरीक्ष्यां सीयिङ्ग् तत् ऑफ प्रलम्बासुर वपु द बॉडी आलं Quickly, Ambare,
in the sky,
Charat, moving, Pradipta,
blazing,
Drik,
his eyes,
Brukuti, of his frown upon his eyebrows, Tata, on the edge,
Ugra,
terrible,
Damstrakam,
his teeth,
Jvalat,
fiery,
Shikham,
hair,
Kataka,
of his armlets,
Kirita,
crown,
Kundala,
and earrings,
Dvisha,
by the effulgence,
Adbhutam,
astonishing.
Haladhara,
Lord Balaram,
the carry of the plow weapon,
Ishat,
a little,
Atrasat,
became frightened.
Translation
and purport by the disciples of
His Divine Grace, Srila Sri
Bhaktivedanta Swami
Srila Prabhupada. Srila
Prabhupada ki.
Translation.
When Lord
Balaram, who
carries the plow
weapon,
saw the
gigantic body of
the demon
as he moved
swiftly in the sky
with his
blazing eyes,
fiery hair,
terrible
teeth reaching
towards his
scrolling
brows,
and an
amazing effulgence
generated
by his armlets,
crown and
earrings,
the Lord
seemed to become
a little frightened.
Purport.
Srila
Sanatana Goswami
explains
Lord
Balaram's
so-called
fear as
follows.
Balaram
was playfully
acting out the role
of an ordinary
coward boy And to maintain the mood of this pastime, he appeared slightly disturbed by the horrible demoniac body. Also because the demon had appeared as a cowherd, boyfriend of Krishna's, and because Krishna had accepted him as a friend, Baladeva was slightly apprehensive about killing him. Balaram could also have been worried that since this coward boy was actually a demon in disguise, at that very moment another such demon might have been attacking Lord Krishna himself. Thus the omniscient and omnipotent supreme Lord Balaram exhibited the pastime of becoming slightly nervous in the presence of the horrible demon Pralamba. Om Ajnana Timiram Tasya Jnanantana Salakya Chakshuram Militam Yanam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Brahmakadamayam Dadati Sabadantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sirupam Sagradatam Sagana Raganatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Saddaitam Savadutam Parjana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Dubhika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gurangi Radhe Vrindavane Shari Prishabhanu Sudeve Pranamami Hari Priye Banchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Shiva Sri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So here in this chapter, Lord Balaram, the younger brother of Krishna, who is also the Supreme Lord, is the first expansion of the Supreme Lord of Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Krishna is the source of everything, of all the spirit material worlds, of all the different personalities of Godhead, of all the energies, of all the even living entities, is the source of everyone, of everything. So Bhagavan is the first expansion. Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. So he's Swayam Bhagavan. And everyone else is emanating from him. Although Krishna is eternal, similarly Balaram is also eternal. So since time immemorial they perform their pastimes, but still it is mentioned in Krishna as a source of even Balaram. And so that is the consideration of the absolute truth, Tattva Vichar. In regards to the pastimes, Lila Vichar Balaram is the elder brother of Krishna. So although Krishna is the origin of everything, but he has an elder brother and his parents are there. So by the inconceivable potency of Krishna, this wonderful, inconceivable manifestations have taken place of the spiritual material world. So here specifically Balaram's pastime is mentioned of killing one of the demons. It is also actually mentioned by the Acharyas that Krishna, as we know, he killed so many demons. Of course, the Acharyas have also explained that mostly the demons are killed by Vasudev Krishna or Vishnu, whereas Nanda Nandan, Gopinath Chamasundar is simply performing his wonderful pastimes. So, but at one point, so Krishna, so he's no different from Balaram, but different also, and Vishnu is no different, the Vasudev Krishna is no different from Krishna, but different also. So at one point he was thinking, I killed so many demons already. So, and he knew about Balarambasura also, that he came in disguise as a cowboy, and as they were playing, he was in Krishna's group. And so there are two groups were there, and they were playing, and the loser were there playing, so I had to carry the winner on the shoulders. So Krishna's performing his wonderful pastimes, just like a cowboy, just in loving a relationship, and not wanting to be known as the Supreme Lord, not wanting to also show that he is the Supreme Lord. But he just wants to be a friend. He wants to be the good friend of the other Gopas. He wants to be the son of Nanda Baba and Mother Yashoda, and his relation, that relationship the most. More so than the relationship between Krishna and Krishna's devotees, who have all reverence as Vasudev Krishna. Everyone is aware in Dwarka that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. But still some intimacy is there, because there is a relationship there. Krishna's children are there, the queens are there. And Vaikuntha is even less intimate, but there's more own reverence. Whereas in Braj, there's practically no own reverence, but is the loving, wonderful, intimate relationship with Krishna and his associates and his friends and inhabitants of Braj. At the same time, Braj is most opulent, but it is covered by the sweetness. So Krishna was thinking, so that Balaram killed this demon. So that already was there in his mind. And Balaram, also the Supreme Lord, but also engaged in the pastime with Krishna. And actually Balaram, so he is serving Krishna in all the relationships. The different rasas are there in relationship with Krishna. So conjugal relationship like the gopis, and the parental relationship, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, and the friendly relationship, the friends, Sudam, Sridam, Vasudam, Kinkini, and others. So many friends are there of Krishna. And then the servants are there, Raktat, Patrak, and then the animals, the trees, they also have a personal relationship with Krishna, but somewhat neutral relationship is there. But ultimately in Braj and Golok, everyone has a personal relationship, even the trees and the animals with Krishna. There's a loving exchange there, and they're fully conscious. Satchidananda Swarup. So Balaram is serving in all the rasas. So it is mentioned that Balaram is the embodiment of the Sandini Shakti, the existence potency. So the holy dham, or the different paraphernalia which are used even in Krishna's service, in Krishna's bed, so these are expansions of Balaram. But we should understand that all the, even the holy dham, Vrindavan dham, the bed, they are all Satchinananda Swarup. But predominantly, so it may be said that the bed of Krishna, for example, is a manifestation of Balaram, the Sandini Shakti, more so than the Chit Shakti or the pleasure potency. But just as a jivas, we have our eternal existence in relationship with Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. So some are more imbued by the pleasure potency, and some are more imbued by the existence potency. So Balaram is serving in this way, and so the Shantaras to some extent, and then he's serving Krishna just like a servant. serving the master. So Balaram, although is the Supreme Lord, and from one point of view, is enjoying also. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, or Vishnu is also enjoyer. Ramchandra, Balaram, they are Vishnu Tattva. So in this way, the enjoying of the different mellows or relationships are there. At the same time, in a wonderful exchange, Balaram is also wanting to serve Krishna. And even Krishna is the Supreme Lord, but is also there to serve Balaram. Even he's serving his devotees in loving exchange. And Balaram is the best friend of Krishna. And then in Vatsalya Bhav, because he's the elder brother, he has some parental affection towards Krishna, in the sense that he wants to protect Krishna as the elder brother. And even sometimes Mother Yashoda is telling Balaram that you please take care of your younger brother. So in this way, the Vatsalya Bhava is sometimes manifested there also. And even in the conjugal relationship that has been explained by the Acharyas, also Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, and quoting also from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, where the Vrindavan Das Thakur is explaining about the wonderful pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But since Vrindavan Das Thakur is a coward boy in Braj, and he has so much love, and is known as a devotee of Nityananda Prabhu, who is no different from Balaram. So in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, is in the beginning, is specifically also glorifying Balaram and Nityananda very beautifully, very nicely. And there, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada has explained that even in the conjugal relationship, Balaram is serving there as Ananga Manjari. So Ananga Manjari, she is an expanded form of Balaram. At the same time, she is an expansion of, she's the younger sister of Srimati Radharani. So it is, of course, with material intelligence, we can never understand the subject matter. But by surrendering to Guru Gauranga Krishna, by the mercy of Balaram or Nityananda, we may have some understanding by performing our devotional service, and by the mercy of Hari Guru Vaishnava, we may have some understanding to some extent. But to fully understand the Lord's pastime is not possible. But as much as possible, as much as the Acharyas have revealed, and according to our devotional service, we may have some revelation, some realization. So Balaram, as explained here by Sanatana Goswami, so he was apparently ishat, a little atrasad, frightened. But as we know, Balaram, as his name is also indicating, Balaram. So Bala means strength. And specifically Garga Muni, when he was doing the Namkaran Sanskar for Krishna Balaram, a little bit hidden also, because everyone was afraid of Kamsa, that he was killing so many children. And therefore, it was suggested that they do a private, a small ceremony in the Goshala at Nandaga, at Gokul, the Goshala of Nanda Baba. And so then Garga Muni was called, and at that time he did a Namkaran Samskar, and he gave name to Krishna and Balaram. More than one name also. So I may explain Balaram, because he has a, he has unlimited strength. So, and so it's all powerful. So therefore, how he can be afraid of a demon of this material world? It is not possible. But as indicated here by Sanatana Goswami, that Balaram was acting out the role of an ordinary coward boy. So as explained, it's a tattva vichara, and that we have to always remember, especially as sadaka, the consideration that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, Balaram is the Supreme Lord, and we are insignificant servant of them. So that we have to remember as sadaka. But as one is, when one is advanced in spiritual understanding, then one may be able to enter into the realm of the consideration of the pastimes, when one has developed when one is pure in consciousness and one has developed a spontaneous affection towards the Supreme Lord, then he may enter into the wonderful realm of the wonderful pastimes of Krishna, and then he will forget that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. So Balaram here, when he had mentioned that, it may be said that he's acting like an ordinary cowboy, but it is not that he's just playing like this, acting, okay, like we know the actors are there, Hollywood, Bollywood actors, and so as we know, and so some kind of heroes are there, but the real hero is Krishna and the Balaram, they're the real heroes, the only heroes. So then they have different roles and then they are acting in that way. Now I have to become that person, and this is script what they have to do. But here Krishna Balaram, so it seems to be that they are acting, but actually that is their, these are their wonderful pastimes, and naturally they're thinking Krishna's thinking, I'm the son of Nanda Baba, I'm a gop. He's not acting, it is real. But just to give some understanding and to also let us remember that Krishna is the Supreme Lord and Balaram also. So therefore it is sometimes mentioned that they may be acting just like an ordinary cowboy. But that is the real life of Krishna and Balaram. They are gopas. And they want to be gopas and they don't want to be addressed as the Supreme Lord. And they are never addressed in Braj as the Supreme Lord. But they are. But by Yoga Maya, everyone is thinking Krishna is my friend. Krishna is my son, the Balaram is my friend. So and they perform their pastimes at the same time, they are unlimitedly powerful. And they are manifesting that also, but that is not diminishing the loving, intimate relationship of his associates by the internal potency, Yoga Maya. So Balaram was performing his pastime, and in the pastime, the different emotions are there. And so as a gopa, it is natural that, and ultimately because all the emotions that are coming from Goloka, from this middle realm, from the highest realm. Whereas, for example, Vishnu in Vaikuntha, where he's the Supreme Lord always, he doesn't have to be afraid of everyone, of anyone. And even when Vishnu is coming, usually, he's not afraid because he's Bhagavan. He doesn't have to be afraid, he's not afraid. But at the same time, it is because everything is coming from Krishna, and it may be there to some extent also, because everything is in Vishnu also. They are no different from Krishna, but at the same time it is not exhibited, it's not shown that they are afraid. They don't have to show. Like the king or the president of a country, he has to be strong. Even though sometimes the king may be afraid and he has to fight against the enemy, that he will never show that he's afraid. He cannot. Because he has to set the example for all the soldiers. If he is afraid, if he's shaking, then the soldiers will be shaking too. So he has to show that I'm powerful, and he's powerful, but in the material world, especially also then, to be completely fearless is not possible, even when he's very powerful. But they will not show, they will never show the king or the leader of the country, he will not show. And even sometimes in a position, even the president of the temple, he has to be powerful, he has to be strong, and he should not show that he's afraid. If sometimes he may be afraid also if something is there, some difficulties are there. So Vishnu may not show the exhibition of some fear, that's not necessary, whereas Krishna Balaram, because by their perfect arrangement, so in Braj, so the different emotions are there, and sometimes some fear is there, somewhat fearful, because he's a gop, and as a gop, so he's just like an ordinary person. So therefore therefore it is mentioned, Ishat, a little frightened, a little afraid he was there. But because at the same time he's Sarvagya, just like Krishna, so Mugdan Sarvagya, simultaneously present. Some bewilderment is there, transcendental bewilderment of the Lord, or some sadness, being a little afraid is there. At the same time, then immediately he becomes sarvagya, he is sarvagya. But sometimes some emotions, they become a little present, more than his omnipotency of being all-powerful. So therefore, to maintain the mood, he was a little afraid of big demon there. Big demon, all the boys who were, of course he was carrying, Palambarasuri, he was carrying Balaram a little away, because he was actually afraid of Krishna. Because he had understood, he had heard about Krishna, he killed so many demons. So he thought, let me just try to finish off first Balaram, and then we'll see, maybe we can see later about Krishna. But he didn't go this far, because Balaram is not different from Krishna, most powerful. So Balaram took him away, but some of the boys, they were also seeing, and the demon, because Balaram became a little heavy, and then he showed his form. He could not maintain the form of a goat, and then he showed, of course, the form as a demon is also not permanent, because everyone, even the demons by nature, they're servants of Krishna or servants of Vishnu. But being in this form, in this world, so he showed the form of a demon, big demon, very horrible form, Ugra. So by mystic power, so they were very powerful, these demons, more powerful than nowadays. And the other boys, certainly they were afraid, who were seeing, or the animals were there, they were afraid of this big demon, the trees, when he saw. So Balaram, just to keep the mood, so he was a little afraid. But then, of course, quickly, as we will hear and as we know, he killed that demon very easily, just by punching him one time, and he was finished. So the other points that the song is mentioning, because the demon was playing the role, so he was there as a gop and being in Krishna's party. So therefore he was thinking, well, so Krishna so is there, and that the gop, although he's a demon, but he played a friend of Krishna, so Krishna may be a little bit disappointed if I'm killing him now. So therefore he was a little bit hesitant. So just to also keep the mood of the pastime of Braj as a Gopan, Krishna is my brother, and that demon is a friend of Krishna, playing the friend of Krishna, so then Krishna, he may for one second be a little bit upset, why are you killing my friend? So then maybe there for one second Krishna may be thinking like this. So Balaram was thinking. So Krishna, Balaram, they're the supreme beings, but at the same time, so as Gopas, they have these wonderful feelings and as we can see, so very sensitive feelings are there, that I don't want to give any distress to my brother, Balaram is thinking. And not only with Krishna, but even with the other bridge buses or the friends, so Krishna Balaram are extremely sensitive, and they don't want to hurt anybody. So, and we can see that actually the pure devotee is also very sensitive, and they try to have a nice relationship with everyone. So we should also try to be like that. Of course, in this material world, it is not easy, and because of being in this body, under the most material nature. So sometimes it is difficult to control the emotions, but you have to try. And try to be just like Krishna, but in the sense of his seeing his wonderful emotions, of Balaram, very sensitive. Trying to see, and as Prabhupada used to say also, your love for me be by shown by how much you cooperate with each other. So you have to cooperate with each other. Many times even we see with the devotees, okay, so my thinking is there and the other devotee has his thinking, but then sometimes they cannot, or his vichar, his thoughts, but then they cannot get along. Why you should listen to me? what I'm saying, but that is not cooperation. Cooperation means we should try to understand the other person. And rather than trying to bring or to show our mood or what we feel, we should try to accommodate the other person rather than trying to show that we may be knowing better or my way is the only way. So a devotee who is surrendered to Krishna, who is pure in consciousness, so is very, very sensitive. So we try our best to be like that. Of course, sometimes it is difficult, but we try our best to be in this way. So Balaram is doing, Krishna doing, like Krishna is the Supreme Lord, but he became the chariot driver of Arjuna. I mean, we know in India, the rich people, they have their car, and then they have their driver. And the driver is not such an exalted position. Driver is a driver. It's like a practically a servant, a shudra. But Krishna is completely transcendental, and although according to Van Ashram, he's a gop, which is not the highest, but he's transcendental and he's the source of everything. And he's more exalted than any brahmana. But then he becomes a chariot driver of Arjuna. But he's still the Supreme Lord and is beyond Van Ashram. But he's known as Pattasarathi, the driver. So, and he's serving Arjuna, he's serving Yudhishthira before for the Rajasuya sacrifice, and welcoming everyone who came there. That was his seva. Swagatam, how are you? When somebody's coming, those who are senior, he was giving garland, or even maybe washing their feet. So Krishna and Balaram, they are most sensitive and most humble, most wonderful. Similarly, Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. So Balaram was slightly apprehensive about killing him. So in this way also, not wanting to hurt somebody. So that means to some extent, some a little bit afraid, but that is different. So afraid of not wanting to hurt somebody. So, and then the third point he's making that, so he was a little worried because he carried away Balaram. Balaram carried away the demon. So Krishna was in another place, and so he was being carried by one of Balaram's friends because they lost. And he was thinking, well, now Krishna is somewhere else, I'm here. And here you can see the different emotions are there. And simultaneously, many times there are many emotions there at the same time. Although he's a friend of Krishna, and the best friend is the elder brother. So therefore, still the Vatsalya Bhava was manifested there to some extent. I have to protect Krishna. So now I'm here, and So he was a little worried that I hope nothing is happening to Krishna, my younger brother, because now I'm here with this demon, and if I waste too much time here, maybe something can happen to Balaram. Something can happen to Krishna, Balaram was thinking. So he was a little apprehensive because of this, that we hope nothing will happen to my brother as I'm trying to kill now this demon. So therefore, very quickly, he didn't waste any time in killing this demon. So he quickly, just one punch of his strong hand, and then the demon was finished. And then, of course, he quickly went back to where Yoda Gopas were, and Krishna was there also. So these are the different emotions which Sanatana Goswami is explaining. So therefore it is mentioned here that he was slightly frightened, but he's always Bhagavan and he's all powerful, and so therefore the devotees they know that Balaram or Krishna, they are never afraid. There's no need to be afraid, but the emotions are there. So Balaram is most powerful, so easily he could he killed the demon. So as we know, so Balaram is most powerful. At the same time, we always understand that it is mentioned in scriptures that Krishna is the source of everything. He is the source of all strength. Even as we know Balaram and Krishna here in our temple, very beautiful, by Prabhupada's mercy. And Prabhupada one time, he was asking here, so the devotees, so who is stronger, Krishna or Balaram? And some devotees, Krishna, well, he's the Supreme Lord. He must be more strong. And then others, no, Balaram is the elder brother. His name is Balaram, he must be stronger. Some say were saying Krishna, some were saying Balaram. Of course, then Prabhupada gave the final opinion. He was saying, as Balaram is strong, but you can see Krishna is there standing, playing the flute, and Balaram is putting his left arm on Krishna's right shoulder. So he's taking the support of Krishna. So, of course, that is Prabhupada's humor here and the loving relationship and acknowledging that Krishna is most powerful. And here, so we can see, and the pastime also, so Balaram is taking the support of Krishna here. So these wonderful pastimes are there of Krishna Balaram. And actually, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, and of course in previous acharyas, the wonderful pastimes are revealed, and the different moods and the sentiments are there, which they manifest when they perform the pastimes. So as devotees, we should hear about these pastimes, and then we can remember the pastimes, and then we can become absorbed. And then by this process, our transcendental nature slowly but surely will be revealed in our relationship with Krishna. But before actually being able to be fully absorbed in Krishna Leela, we have to of course take shelter of Srila Prabhupada, the previous acharyas, and then also Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sisi Gonitai, therefore Prabhupada installed Gonitai just to show that Gonitai is not different from Krishna Balaram, but also because we have to take shelter of them, especially in the age of Kali. In the age of Kali, Kala Shudra Sambhava, everyone is practically like a Shudra. Because in the age of Kali, people, they don't live a long life, and they don't have good memory, the intelligence is not sharp. And so many difficulties are there in the age of Kali. The environment is not pure. Ingredients, for example, which are there, which we use for worshipping the Lord, to get pure ghee, to get pure honey is very difficult. So difficult situation. So therefore we have to take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and especially, so taking shelter means following their instructions, and so the most important instruction which they have given, which Mahaprabhu has given and Nityananda Prabhu, is that we should chant the holy names, the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is mentioned by Mahaprabhu himself, there are no hard and fast rules for chanting these names. And so, whereas in other mantras we have to follow rules and regulations, but for the Maha Mantra we simply have to chant the Maha Mantra, and there are no hard and fast rules. So by Mahaprabhu's special mercy, one can easily advance in our spiritual life simply by chanting the Maha Mantra. At the same time, we have to follow some regulative principles as given by the spiritual master, the previous acharyas, as Srila Prabhupada gave us. And it is important that we, because in conditioned state, we may not perceive the Supreme Lord constantly. Therefore, we have to worship the deities. Therefore, we have to take shelter of the deities every day. And as we know, Prabhupada wanted morning and evening, the devotees should go to the temple. And for householders, if they're staying outside, a little far from the temple, or they may be busy, also then at least at home they should, if they cannot come every day to the temple, then at home they should do some deity worship morning and evening, so that Krishna will be there in the center, so we can remember Krishna, we can remember Mahaprabhu. By seeing, by serving, then there's a reciprocation, and then we can someone remember the Lord throughout the day also. And even night time, before taking rest, we offer obeisances to the Lord, and also we beg forgiveness So for any offenses committed, so in this way, when we make shelter of the Lord, then we may be able to remember. The more one is pure, the more one is able to remember Krishna. First comes Krishna Nama, then Krishna Roop, and then Krishna Guna, then Krishna Lila. So we have to practice and see that we can remember Krishna more and more, and then his wonderful qualities and his wonderful pastimes. So the association of the devotees. Hare Krishna, 9 o'clock, so we stop here. Any question? No question? Everything is clear? Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki.